Masechet Cholin Perek Aleph Mishnah He. In the previous Mishnah, we concluded with a double statement. We said, what's okay for Shechita doesn't work for Melika, and what works for Melika is not okay for Shechita. So we'll follow the similar type of statement pattern in the next Mishnah and the one afterwards. Nothing to do with Shechita, but it'll follow that same pattern. We'll talk about the two types of birds that are fit to be korbanot, which is the dove and the young pigeon. Mishnah says, Kasher beturin pasul bibnei yona. What's acceptable for doves is unacceptable in the case of pigeons. Kasher bibnei yona pasul beturin. What's acceptable in the case of a pigeon is unacceptable in the case of a dove. What we mean here is, doves are fit to be korbanot only after they have fully matured. Pigeons are fit to be korbanot only when they're young, before they begin to mature. So once full maturity hits, which you need, the doves need in order to be acceptable as a korban, the pigeon at that point in time becomes problematic. At the stage of youth, which a pigeon needs to be at that point in time, the dove is not able to be offered as a korban. So they don't overlap whatsoever. Tehilat hasihuv bazeh ubazeh pasul. The middle stage, the transition point between youth and maturity for these birds, which happens when the feathers begin to yellow around the neck of the bird, is a time that's unacceptable both for the dove and for the pigeon. The dove is too young at this stage to be a korban because it could only be offered if it's mature, and the pigeon is too old to be offered. It hit that point of non-childhood anymore. It's not a youth anymore, and therefore it cannot be offered.